adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Peter Stone, seeking revenge on Tony Lowry, Jungle Jim, and Shanghai Lil, with the aid of a drug-crazed pyromaniac, sets fire to Lowry's house while its occupants are asleep. Before setting the fire, however, Stone rescues Kitty St. John. Finding and gagging her, he takes her away. When the remaining occupants of the household are awakened by Jim, the flames have already swept through the entire first floor of the house and are seriously threatening the second floor. Jim, Tony, and Lil rush to the third floor and, with the aid of Kolo, make a rope of bed sheets, which they let out of the window and lower themselves to safety. Ignorant of the fact that Kitty St. John has been kidnapped by Stone, Jim risks his life going through the burning building trying to find her. Overcome by smoke and heat, he is forced to give up, but not before he has made sure that Kitty is not in the house. From a distant hill, Peter Stone and his henchman Punchy, with their prisoner Kitty St. John, watch the burning of Lowry's home. Thinking the occupants are trapped in the flames, they hurry off to Stone's headquarters in the interior of the island. The following morning, Jim and Kolo cast about the grounds of Tony's house, looking for clues.
Well, I've gone over the charred ruins of the house, Kolo, and I can't find a single clue.
Hey,
you look mighty interested in something there. What is it?
I think it'd be good luck, Swan.
What?
Ground here be soft. I find footprints of two men. Footprints come out of bush over there. Come this way, across lawn to house.
So far, so good. Then what?
Kolo then look for footprints of men after they leave house. I find them, but also find small footprints of woman, too. All be plain. Kolo follow them easy.
Hmm?
They go across lawn and off this way into bush again.
Good work, Kolo. The first footprints show two men came up to the house alone. Those same footprints leaving the house are accompanied by a woman's footprint. The footprints of Kitty St. John.
That'd be right, Twan.
Yes. And these clues give me pretty conclusive proof that Peter Stone was here when the fire was set. He wanted to get rid of us, but at the same time, he was rather fond of Kitty.
Yes.
Didn't want her to die in the fire. So he came here personally to take her away. Once he got her safely out of the house, he gave orders to the other man with him to start the fire. Yes, sir. Peter Stone is our man, Cole. The sooner we get on this trail, the better.
I follow trail into bush over there, Twan. But then I lose it in dry, sandy ground. Must have trail to follow, Twan.
Hi there, Jim. Having any luck? Find anything?
Yes, Tony. Come on over here. I need your help.
I'll be right there, Jim. Well, you picked up a trail?
The Kolo here has discovered two sets of men's footprints.
Huh?
Coming out of the bush, across the lawn, and into the house. Now, the same footprints return, and with them, a pair of fairly small woman's footprints.
Woman?
Uh-huh. Kitty St. John's, without a doubt.
Of course.
Now, I'm convinced one pair of those men's footprints belong to Peter Stone. He came here to personally rescue Kitty before setting fire to your house.
Well, I call that progress. Can you follow the trail of footprints far?
No, that's the trouble. If the ground rises and goes into the bush there, that's dry and sandy, we lose the trail. Now, I know that Stone is far too clever to even think of returning to his place. I'm reasonably sure he wouldn't try to hide Kitty in or near the town.
Quite right.
I've an idea he's probably headed for some place in the interior.
Yes, you're probably right. It's pretty wild and isolated in the heart of the jungle country. Why, there isn't even a decent road in there. The only way to get in that part of the country is down the river. And that's no easy job either.
Are there any old camps or settlements back in there?
Yes. There are two deserted camps. One was settled 10 years ago when a company tried to drill for oil. Then a mining company set up a place when they were prospecting for minerals, principally gold.
Mm-hmm.
But both ventures were miserable failures, and the camps were abandoned, and as far as I know, have been allowed to go to pieces.
That's enough for me. That's the sort of place Stone would head for. So we're going after him.
About the only available means of transportation you could use would be one of those light, dug-out native canoes. You've got to be an expert in handling one. The river is shallow and runs pretty fast in places.
Don't worry. Kolo and I have had plenty of experience in handling canoes, don't we?
Good enough.
Now, Can you get us one without anybody finding out? We want to slip away unseen.
Well, sure I could.
Remember, a stone has a terrific hold on these natives. And if any of them found out we had a canoe and were heading up the river, Stone would have the news inside of an hour. He'd probably be waiting in the jungle to pick us off.
I understand, Jim. You just leave it to me. I see to it that you get everything you need for the trip without anyone but ourselves knowing about it. When do you plan to start?
As soon as possible. Preferably this afternoon.
Okay, Jim. I'll have everything ready for you.
Tell me, Tony.
Hmm?
Does the river run anywhere near your property?
Oh, certainly. Just over the hills to the south. Less than a mile away. I have a small boat landing down there that I use occasionally. Haven't been there for quite a long time, though. Haven't had any occasion to use it.
So much the better. Get the canoe and all the necessary equipment over there early this afternoon.
Right.
Now, keep the things out of sight until we're ready to get them.
Yeah, it's 11:30 now. I'll have everything ready by 2. How's that?
Swell, Tony. Well, come on, Colo. Let's get ready for our trip into the jungle.
Everything in good order, Jim?
Perfect, Tony. Rifles, ammunition, revolvers, cartridge belts, 2 good maps with plenty of detail. That'll be a big help. Food, waterproof sheets, blankets, and that covers it, I think. Blow the canoe, Colo.
Yes, come on, Jim. I think.
Well, so long, Tony.
So long.
Take good care of Lil.
You bet I will.
And don't worry about us. We're well equipped to take care of any and all emergencies.
All right, Jim. But remember what I said. Once you find out where Stone is and you've got the evidence you need, don't try to finish the job yourself. Let us know, and we'll bring in the proper authorities.
Okay, Tony. I will, if, of course, there's no risk of losing him while we're doing it. Well, so long, Lil. We won't be gone very long, I hope. Now, don't let Tony here get panicky if we don't show up for a couple of weeks. You know we'll be all right.
Okay, but I still think it's a dirty trick leaving me behind. Anyone would think I was getting old or never been on one of these little hunting trips.
Now, Lil, you know it isn't that.
I still would like to have one good reason for putting me on a shelf like this.
Now, what's the use of going over all that again? Besides, I've got to get going. Are you all loaded, Colu?
Everything ready, Tuan.
Okay. Well, goodbye again.
Goodbye.
See you in 2 or 3 weeks at the most, maybe long before that. Goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Take care.
And so Jim and Colo set out on the hunt for Peter Stone. Sunset finds them paddling well upstream, pressing deeper into the wild Nahian jungle. But already their quarry, Peter Stone, with Punchy and Kitty St. John, have reached Stone's headquarters, carefully hidden in the deep jungle fastness.
There you are, Kitty. That's your room. Take a good look at it. Well, how do you like it, huh? All the comforts of home except electricity. We'll make up for that, though.
And how long do you intend to keep me prisoner?
How do you like that, Punchy? She says we're holding her a prisoner. Well, there's gratitude for you. We bring her up to this nice little camp in the woods, fix her up with the best room in the house, extend her every hospitality, and she says we're holding her prisoner.
Yeah, sure to be a shame talking like that to a couple of swell gentlemen like us. Yeah, boy, she ain't no lady, that's what.
Get this, Mrs. Kitty St. John. We're not holding you prisoner. You're as free as air. If you want to go back to your stuffed shirt friends, all you have to do is start walking. Of course, it's a little tough finding your way through the jungle. And if you did happen to lose your way, no one would ever find you, except maybe the wild animals or the snakes. At night, the mosquitoes would drive you crazy, and I doubt if you could survive 48 hours. So if you're smart, you'll be a nice girl. Be quiet. Behave. Enjoy yourself. And you won't try to give us any trouble.
You kidnapped me, and that's a serious offense. Tony Lawler is powerful. He'll organize a hunt, and when they find me, you'll answer for this.
Okay. Now, would you mind going in your room and closing the door? I've got plenty of work to do, and I don't want to be disturbed. As soon as I finish, we'll have a nice, quiet dinner together. So be a nice girl. Go in there and leave us alone.
I'd be glad to, and I won't disturb you or bother you. And I shall expect you to do the same.
That's that, Gee. Punchy.
Yeah.
Now we can get down to business. There's plenty for you to do, Punchy.
Yeah, okay, boss. I'm all ready. Just tell me what you want done, Chief. You know me, Chief.
Punchy, we're all set now to strike. Big Tom has his crew all ready to go. But we've got to give him a signal to go ahead from this end.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to work the squeeze play on all those big shot planters.
Oh, yeah, Chief, yeah. Yeah, but how? How are we going to do it?
We're going to send them comic valentines, you big dope. How do you think we're going to do it? How did we get Tony Lowry and that gang of his? We're going to burn him out.
Oh, burn him out, burn him out. Oh, burn him out, yeah. Hey, Chief, we can't do that. You can't go around setting fire to all their houses the same night.
Did I say anything about setting fire to their houses, stupid?
Oh, you said it.
Listen to me. Did you ever hear of grass and bush fires?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we haven't had rain for months. Bush on the highlands is as dry as tinder. Crops and stuff are piled up in the field. Now, there's a fairly good breeze blowing now. And after the sun goes down, it'll be stronger.
Yeah, Chief. I see it now.
You don't see it. Now, listen, and I'll tell you what to do. Take the canoe and paddle down the river to the old mining camp. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, some of the native boys will be there waiting for orders. You got plenty of oil torches and stuff stored away there, so break it out and spread it among the boys.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Then see that the head boys get rifles and ammunition. And they'll round up the rest of their men and spread them out. They'll send word when they're ready. Now, as soon as you get the word, give them the signal to start moving.
Gee, that's great, Chief. Yeah, but how about Big Tom and his gang? Ain't they in on this? You said they were. You said they were going
to... Sure, I did. They are in on this. Oh. But they're at the other end of the island. Now, listen. Get this straight, Punchy.
Yeah.
They'll be waiting for your signal. As soon as they see the glare from your fire, they'll start. Mm. Don't you see? There'll be a complete circle of fire.
Yeah, Chief.
We'll have the planters hemmed in, and the boys with the rifles will knock off anyone who tries to escape. We got them coming and going.
Then this is the big blow-off, huh, Chief?
That's exactly what it is, Punchy, the big blow-off. I'm going to drive every one of those stupid planters and those stiff-necked traitors off this island. My island. You hear that? My island. Starting tonight, I'm the power on this island.
And so the power-mad Peter Stone begins his merciless reign of terror. His one great bid to rule Nahia and destroy all those who stand in his way. But what of Jim's expedition? Will he be caught in the ring of fire and fall into the hands of Stone's desperate gang? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.